Good morning. This is the Senior Citizen Engagement Committee meeting, and I am calling the meeting to order.
I cannot hear.
Well, this is going to be awkward since Jim
I cannot hear.
Going to do our pledge. Does anybody have the ability to text or call? Oh, let me see if I can call Jim.
I'll do the pledge.
You'll do the pledge, Tony. Okay, thank you.
Everybody, please stand.
Before we start the pledge, Evelyn, if you're going to call Jim, can you let him know I keep muting him and he keeps unmuting himself? Just so we don't have any interruptions, I keep muting him.
Hands over your heart and salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Elizabeth, if you will call, do the roll call, I will try to call Jim.
All right. Tony Olivato.
I'm here.
Elizabeth Busick here. Carol Downey.
Here.
Scott Fagg, absent. Nalita Mendoza, absent. Elaine Genoway, we know she's absent. Larry Kramer, we know is absent. Carolyn Inman, absent. Jim Levy, he's
here.
Oh, you can hear, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I had some trouble with the computer, but I can hear now.
Good. John Pointer.
Here.
All right. And next is Tony Rodella.
Hoorah.
Dave Tetzloff.
Here.
And Edwin Velez.
Here.
Okay. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Welcome.
I don't believe there are any visitors. We don't have any additional introductions to make. You will notice that we don't have a speaker today. We were hoping to have one from the Adult Protective Services, but we were not successful. Neither Jim nor I were successful in getting somebody, certainly not on short notice. So that's why it's one of the agenda items later on to make sure that we have the people that we want to be speaking that are relative, that speak towards our mission. And actually, yeah, there it is. It's on the agenda. It's up next. And also to talk about who we want to get for next year, because they require so much lead in time. I don't want to wait until November and find that we can't get anybody. So on to old business. We discussed the new mission and our goals and objectives last month. And I'd like to review those and vote and approve whatever we finalize. So you should have received as an attachment the draft mission statement, and there were some edits on it. So I just wanna go over the mission statement again. Orange County SCAC, Senior Citizen Engagement Committee, shall prioritize and suggest policies and proposals to further goal 3 of the California Master Plan for Aging to provide inclusion and equity, not us isolation, for our senior community. I didn't receive any comments online, but this is our time to make any changes to that. Okay. Then if no changes, no suggestions, okay. Then does somebody want to make a motion to approve or?
I move we approve.
A second.
Okay.
Elizabeth seconds.
Jim and Elizabeth. Okay, may I have a call for vote now? Those in agreement with that revised mission statement? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Okay, so that's unanimous then. Thank you. The second part then is to discuss and vote on the new goals and objectives. There was one goal or objective that I noticed later I thought was missing, which is that we all have a responsibility to communicate with the senior centers. And that's not in here anywhere. And I'm not quite sure, haven't thought about where it should go, if it's its own objective or if it needs to be part of something else. So let's just go through goal one. Members of the committee will be advocates on topics imparting senior citizen engagement as identified by the committee and addressed in goal three initiatives stated in the MPA. So maybe it should go there. Oh, no, it is there. Sorry, it's objective two. So objective one, each member shall propose a topic and speaker for at least one meeting for the year. By the February meeting, I don't know that that's really relevant. Do we usually take January off?
No, we meet in January.
So
December off.
We take December off. So maybe this should actually be by the November meeting then.
Makes sense.
Okay, I'm going to change that to November. Objective two, each member shall develop two-way communications with one or more senior centers to understand the needs of the community. And Elaine recently sent out a new list. Well, my list doesn't show who's new and who's not newly assigned, but has everybody gotten the list? And do you know which senior community centers you are coordinating with? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And any tips what to do with them? I mean, I've called and said we're here to support. We want to communicate what events are happening in the county and would like to hear what needs you have. But I'm not quite sure what else to do with them. Tony, you had your hand up. Do you have some ideas?
Yeah, I went and visited the Rancho Santa Margarita Center, talked to the director there. I spent about a half an hour with her. I talked about SCAC, you know, in general. Unfortunately, that center is not open. Their office is open, but because of the Delta variant, they've decided not to open. But I went up there and made personal contact, which, you know, was a couple of miles away. I thought that was a good way to put a name and a face together. And then I, you know, transmit to her if there's, you know, items on email to transmit. And if it's important enough, I'll give her a call. But I intend to go back up there once the place reopens.
Okay. So we should at least find out when our centers are opening, if they're not open now. Thanks, Tony. That was helpful. So I just want to remind everybody that it is important for us to follow up with our community centers. And so if you don't have the recent list, please let me know. All right, so for objective one, do we have any changes other than changing, or goal one, changing the speaker topic to November instead of February? Okay, I don't see any hands. All right, so let's go to goal two. The committee will make recommendations on proposed short-term and long-term priorities impacting seniors at the county and state levels to promote inclusion and equity of our senior community. This has four objectives. The first one is The committee will suggest policies and proposals to close the digital divide in the county. Two, the committee will suggest policies and proposals to protect our seniors from abuse, neglect, and exploitation. Three, the committee will suggest policies and proposals to engage our senior community through work or volunteering that provide lifelong satisfaction and inclusion. And four, the work of the committee will be presented to SCAC's executive board. Do we have any comments on that?
I move for approval.
Second.
So Dave and Tony. Okay, make a call for vote. All those in agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Okay, unanimous, thank you. All right, our third goal. Committee members will track the status of legislative items at the state level as they affect goal two. Objective one, one member shall track legislation addressing goal two initiatives and report to the committee on progress through the California legislature on this legislation on a monthly basis. Objective two, one member shall track the CSL priorities and report to the committee on progress through the California legislature on this legislation on a monthly basis. Do we have any discussion about that?
Move approval.
Okay, Tony makes a motion for approval. Do I have a second?
Second.
Elizabeth, any further discussion?
Yes, please, Madam Chair.
Yes, please, John.
Okay, just a clarification. If we use the MPA Ledge Committee report that lists all legislation impacting seniors in the state of California, the CSL bills will be in that report. So we don't need two reports. Okay. You don't have to differentiate. I just wanted you to realize what you're going to get.
Okay.
Goal one and two will be covered by one report.
Okay. So
you have to change anything. I just want you to realize what you're going to get, because historically what we've done is use the CSL report, and recently we introduced the MPA report.
Okay.
The MPA's got about 33 bills on it. The CSL's got about five at this point. So the CSL bills are in that MPA report. So Okay. Again, I don't want you to think we're showing up with two different reports.
So should we change objective one to say?
I think it's okay. I'm okay with it. I just want you to know what you're getting.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to make a call. Yes.
Maybe we can just eliminate objective two, since objective one will have all that information.
Well, I was wondering if we could just change one to say one member shall track MPA and CSL legislation addressing goal two.
Yeah, that works.
I'll track MPA and CSL legislation addressing goal two initiatives. All right, so then that would be eliminating objective two. I'd like to make a call for vote.
I have a question.
I see Dave's hand up.
Yeah, why are we just limiting it to state legislation? Why not any legislation that affects seniors? Even the county reviews and recommends certain state and federal legislation. And part of CSL's legislation can be at the federal level too.
Has anybody ever seen federal legislation presented anywhere by this body? Not saying it should or shouldn't, I'm just saying, is there any history of that?
Yes. I actually testified on a federal piece of legislation about 15 years ago, which is a CSL proposal.
I rest my case. Okay. I don't have a problem with that, Dave. I'm just wondering where we get that out, you know, because I'm sure somebody compiles that, but, you know, I'm just thinking out loud where we would get that.
Well, we can get it from the county's legislative body, because they review federal legislation too.
I've never seen that. Have you?
Oh yeah, I see it. Weekly.
So the Leg Affairs organization for the county presents state and federal.
I'm sure they may present legislation relative to federal regs. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've never seen that.
They have both the state report on legislation and a federal report on legislation.
I've never seen any of that, so I can't comment. I can't comment because I've never seen it and been on CSL for a while.
Okay.
Can we find a source, bring it to the body, this group, and say, yes, this is what it would look like, and then amend goal four?
That would be
with
fine.
An objective, so we see what we're getting.
I can send the newsletter that I get from the county to Evelyn, and she can mail it out to the committee. Okay. And it changes from week to week.
Oh, okay. All right. So then we will consider that for an amendment in the future meeting. But for right now, we will vote on goal three as it reads. With the exception that we're eliminating objective two and we're adding MPA and CSL legislation to objective one.
Okay.
Okay, call for vote. Those in agreement, say aye.
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 Any nays? Okay, passes. Thank you. All right, and the last one, goal four. Provide committee reports to at all SCAC meetings. Reporting of all meetings will be made within 10 days of the meeting date. Provide committee reports. Who's doing this? I have a question about this. Is this the main SCAC meeting that we attend and that there's a brief update?
Yes.
That's it?
I would think that's what they're talking about, Evelyn, yes.
Okay.
Tony. The problem is that we meet way after the regular SCAC meeting. So 10 days is, we couldn't do that in 10 days.
That's true. We actually meet. Well, we do submit minutes though. And now we're recording. But I know Larry has been submitting minutes within 10 days. And then we report out. So maybe that's what that refers to. Elizabeth, did Larry say anything to you about the minutes?
No.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there a highlight report that's submitted to SCAC along with all the other committees? And that's presented within the framework of the agenda.
Highlights of our committee submitted to the SCAC. Is that what you're saying, David?
Yeah, there is a highlight. There is a highlight submitted to SCAC that is presented in their monthly agenda.
I don't think it's written though, David. There's a verbal report that's given.
No, there is a written report.
There's a written report.
He sends it to Evelyn and he copies me and then it goes to Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna. I could chime in. So in the past, there was a written report that was compiled within a attachment to the agenda. And I did receive it from each committee. I do believe there has been some further discussion at the executive committee regarding the agenda attachment. It has not been happening. Larry does send it, but I believe it has over time transpired into just a verbal update from the committee chairs at the meetings. But there is no attachment currently to the agenda providing committee report outs.
Okay, thanks, Jenna. So I'm a little puzzled by this goal. Because obviously we're a committee of SCAC, and so we are reporting out.
Well, the goal does not specify either verbal or written. So I think the more vague that you have it, the better it is.
I agree, Dave.
That sounds like a government approach to it. Very good.
Flexible,
that's right. Okay, all right, so do I have a motion to approve this goal?
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
I'm looking to see who said discussion.
John Pointer.
John.
Oh, John, yes.
Hey, I'm just looking here to see who's been here along. So Elizabeth, Jim, Tony, Carol, here's my recollection. We did verbal report outs during the SCAC meeting, the general meeting. Then we got, then we came to the conclusion, hey, that's taking up too much time. We're going to save time by putting them in a written format, and we're going to publish that at the available to the members during the general meeting each month. I think that's, Evelyn, how we got from verbal to written. Mm-hmm. Before, at one time, the chairs just stood up and verbally reported out what transpired. People said they wanted some kind of hard copy. So we created something like a attachment that had a bunch of written documents in it, and people could read it at their leisure. And it didn't take up all the time reading or reporting out at the general session. That's my recollection. And I think Elizabeth and Jim.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Okay, so that's how we got there.
Okay, all right. But I have not seen such an attachment, and that we've just been doing verbal reports.
That's because they were eliminated again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good.
When you got here, they were eliminated again. So.
Okay.
It's not a judgment. It was just, that's the transition that has occurred. So I'm with Dave. If we keep it as vague as possible, I think you've got all the bases covered. You don't have to get into specificity.
It was just a change in procedure.
Right.
All right, good. Okay, well then, let me make a call for a vote. All those in favor of goal four as stated?
Aye.
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 Thank
you. Any nays? All right, that is approved. Thank you very much. Now there is, still here and there, I'm finding some things that say legislative committee instead of senior citizen engagement committee. So we'll try to clean those up. It was in the SCAC agenda as legislative, and somewhere on the website, I think I saw legislative. So we'll try to clean that up over the next few weeks or so. If you notice anything online, please send me a note and I'll forward those to, I guess I'll forward them to Jenna and she'll tell me what to do with it.
Sure, no problem. I can facilitate any updates needed.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so that's it for old business. So for new business, I wanted to discuss the speakers list, because like I said, both Jim and I tried to get somebody, and it was in vain.
Yeah.
They really have a long speakers. They have apparently a long waiting list to get speakers out of Protective Services. Jim, did you ever get anybody to call you?
No, As I said, I tried for 3 weeks. I called every week and left a message. No one ever called me back.
Okay, now, were you calling the Speakers Bureau?
No, I was calling directly into the organization.
Okay.
It's all Protective Services. They got their own number.
Okay, so we need to give them enough time.
They could have responded.
Well, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you on that, but we need to give them enough time to line up a speaker for the dates that we need. So that's why I want to talk about the list of speakers that we have right now and what we want to do for at least for the first couple of meetings for next year. At least for January, February, because I really do want to get Adult Protective Services in to talk to us, because that's a very key goal. And I, for one, know little about what the county does. And so without knowing what they do, it's kind of hard to talk about how we would suggest any support policies or proposals. So our next speaker, pardon?
I said that makes good sense.
Oh, okay, so our next speaker from the Office on Aging, Elizabeth, I'm assuming you had no problem getting somebody to speak to us from the Office on Aging.
Oh, I mean, we work with the Office on Aging.
Right. So who are you getting for the September 20th?
That was Erica.
Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, Anna?
Okay. Could you please ask Erica to direct her presentation toward Adult Protective Services? Let me ask the committee, is that even appropriate? I mean, there's a lot of things that we would want to know from Erica, but. Our objectives are the digital divide. David has a lot on that. This abuse, neglect, and exploitation, I just don't know where we would go without having some background information on what they currently provide. So, John? No, okay. So is it appropriate to ask Erica if she could give us a presentation at least focusing primarily on Adult Protective Services?
The question I have is, the committee is concentrating now on Section 3 of the Master Plan for Aging. And should she be talking about that? What's happening with that section? Be highlighting that. Have we had a refresher in Part 3 of the Master Plan for Aging? And should there be an update on that? And she's heavily involved with the Master Plan for Aging through the Department of Aging in itself.
And okay.
That, I think, would be within the framework of the committee to get an update on that.
All right, that makes a lot of sense.
And then we can get a statewide concept of what's happening.
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Hasn't she already done that for the SCAC general meeting? I thought we got that from her. But yes, Evelyn's absolutely appropriate. We just call her and she'll do it as she can fit into her schedule, but yes.
Well, I think she's already scheduled to be our speaker for September 20th. The question is just, what do we want to ask her to focus on?
I think what Dave just said is appropriate.
Okay. Any other comments?
John has a
John discussion. Said, mumbled something.
No, John spoke very clearly. Let me see if I can enlarge this. Can you hear me, Evelyn?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm directing this to you, but ricocheting it off to Gene. So perception is this of the master plan, that at the general meeting, one of the discussion items Erica would be doing is a overview of the local plan and the progress being made, because that covers all of the goals. At the more specific ledge committee meeting, as Dave pointed out, we would take the goal that addresses what our needs are. Now, if you want, you know, the goal three. Now, if you want to also ask her, because we have a unique interest in adult protective services, throw that in there. I think that which Erica would be discussing the master plan.
Okay. So it is obviously part of goal three. All right. So then we are asking Erica to do an overview of the state's conversations on goal three. Is that correct? A statewide update, not just an Orange County update.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my two cents. I don't know if anybody else agrees with that, but yes, that's my two cents. I think
that's what Dave said.
Do you go back for David? When I email Erica right after this, I'm going to ask her to address goal three, our goal three, and the state update on our goal three.
Okay, great.
And Elizabeth, I think local plan be a piece of that. So the local plan talks to goal three as well. So the local plan is the implementation strategy for the master plan for aging at the state level.
Okay. So how her Office on Aging is going to implement this?
Yeah, via the local plan.
Okay, well, in that case, that will be a very good meeting for us. Any other comments on the September 20 presentation? That's great input. Thank you. On October 18th, we are scheduled for a C4A presentation. John. Can we get that targeted more specifically to the MPA?
John, me?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, because you're the coordinator.
Gee, I'm trying to remember what I was trying to do there. I think I was trying to bring to the attention of everyone that there is a C4A organization at the state level, and that the AAA at the Orange County level is part of that organization, and that the C4A has an annual conference, and that the C4A also has a capital day, and that they identify legislation and budget items that they are going to be pursuing. I guess I was using that to see, so how does the county interact with the C4A agenda?
Well, okay. at their annual conference, they are looking at, you said, legislation and funding?
So at the annual conference, they present a number of speakers on a variety of topics that typically involve the C4A, the AAAs. Mm-hmm. Nutrition's typically a discussion item. Mm-hmm. And I think recently, identity theft has also been an issue as well. So, at the last one, mental health was also a topic. Now, when you go in person, you know, it's more of a conference approach where there's different rooms being used to present different speakers. So, and then in February, Evelyn, there is a Capitol Day. And they use that to present their agenda.
Okay.
I don't think you're going to see their agenda at the November annual conference. It's more of a broad overview of a wide variety of topics impacting seniors.
Okay, so the annual conference is held in November?
Yes. Typically, the AAA in Orange County sent, when it was in person, people to attend. And we solicited members to participate in that. And we usually send somewhere between 4 and 5.
You think they're going to have it online like we did our March meeting, where you can
still-
I got
an email into them asking that very question.
Okay.
Cara has announced their annual conference, the October 26th and 27th, virtual.
Who has?
CARA, C-A-R-A. It's a national organization of retired members, and it's has a California branch, and that's what the C stands for.
Okay.
It's California Association of Retired Americans.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Doesn't C4A have a new executive director?
Yes, they do.
That's what I thought. Thank goodness.
He was probably there, Jim, when you were the JRC chair, okay?
Yes.
All right, so the annual conference for C4A is in November. Would we like to know what's going to happen, or would we like to know what happened? I don't know, what time is, when is it happening in November?
Around the middle of the month. There are no specific dates yet on the internet.
Oh, okay. I was just gonna look.
So yes, I would think we'd be talking about what the future is, what they're planning for it to be, rather than rehashing what happened last time.
Okay. So are you comfortable with giving us a presentation in October?
Yeah, or I'll see if I can invite one of the, they have a ledge chair, and they have ledge co-chairs, two of them. I'll see if I can, they're AAA directors. If Erica doesn't have any objections, I would invite one of the two of them to speak on C4A, if that's okay with everybody.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, do we want it on all of C4A, or do we want it more focused on goal 3 okay. topics?
Up to you guys. We can start with a broad overview, and if they've got any information on goal 3, they can share it. So I'll see what they want to say.
Okay. All right. That sounds good to me. Any other comments for John then, as the coordinator for that one? All right. Thank you, John.
Everyone, I would think we would also want to alert Erica that C4A is speaking, so she's aware of that. Okay.
Okay.
Since she's part of that organization, I think she may want to hear what, or Jenna can report back, one or the other.
Okay. Well, she sees our agendas all the time, I would think so. And I'll mention it, what's upcoming at the monthly SCAC meeting. Okay. And then for the November 15th meeting, Jean was going to coordinate with the League of Cities. Jean's muted right now, so he might not be listening. Jean? Oh, there you are.
Yes, Elizabeth, I'm sorry. All right, Evelyn, go ahead.
So for the November meeting, then you were going to bring somebody from the League of Cities, which I think would be very exciting.
I can get somebody for the November meeting. I will do that. Let me make a note. We'll get Tony Cardenas, who is the executive director for the League of Cities Orange County Division. So I'll put a note here. When's our November meeting? What date is that?
It's November 15th.
15th.
Anybody or anything specific that we would like to have him talk about?
Well, I just heard you guys talking about the senior legislation. We could have Tony bone up on that. That's what they have in Sacramento. They have their folks that follow the laws. They don't necessarily focus on senior, but they focus on everything else. But I'll have him do one on seniors.
Yes.
Evelyn, this is Tony. It's Tony. November 12th, not the 16th.
Oh, is it the 12th?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me make sure the other dates are correct. So I said September 20th, that's correct. October 18th, that's correct. I have November 15th. We meet the third Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm looking at the SCAG. Sorry about that.
Okay, November 15th, Jean. I think he heard me.
Go ahead again, Evelyn. I'm sorry, I'm on a call.
It's okay. Too. November 15th. It is Monday, November 15th.
Gosh darn. Okay, 15th. I got to quit using ink. I use a pencil with an eraser. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so December is our month off. January, I'd really like to think about who we want for January. And I'll volunteer to try to find somebody from Adult Protective Services, unless Jim wants to take another go at it.
No. Good luck.
All right. So I will assign myself the January meeting. All right. Anything else on our speakers? Okay.
Evelyn, this is Nalita. I don't have an assignment, so what is needed and what subject is of interest to the committee?
For a speaker?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we will be probably in a couple of months doing the full schedule for next year. I just wanted to make sure that we had gotten some clarification on who we were doing the rest of this year. We had made our schedule, I think, back in March or sometime. Right. I just wanted to confirm that these people were still on, that they were still relevant to our revised goals. And I wanted to get Adult Protective Services in as soon as we could.
Okay, then I shall wait for the next year's assignments.
Yes, we'll be doing that probably in November. Thank you for volunteering, though.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Evelyn, just a reminder, I believe that in January and February, we move our meeting dates up 1 week because those Mondays fall on a holiday.
Oh.
So when you're planning the January meeting, it's going to be a week before it normally would be.
Oh, yes, that's MLK Day. Okay, so it would be the 10th of January then. Thank you. Right. That'll make a big difference.
And then you got President's Day in February.
Okay, great.
Just, okay. Yeah, just a reminder when you're trying to talk to the person.
Okay, thanks. All right, so let's move on to item six. And Dave, do you prefer David or Dave?
I answer to either. I've answered to worse on both of them. So.
Okay. All right. So we're adding this as a monthly update at this point. And then it's we may change how this is reported out. But would you please give us an update on what your report recommended and what you are anticipating as next steps?
Well, there's been no changes in the recommendations. The committee submitted its report to the executive committee and then was submitted to STAC. SCAC approved it in general. From there, it was given to Evelyn and Elaine and Erica, and they drafted a cover letter that was to be submitted to the Board of Supervisors along with the modified report. And to my understanding, both of them, the cover letter and the report as backup information, has been submitted to the Board of Supervisors. And at this time, it is in their hands, and the committee is just waiting until to see if there's any follow-up need for to comply with any requests from the Board of Supervisors. So the report has been submitted. It does recommend additional computers for, I think the county is getting 300. We have recommended that the county purchase additional 2,200 computers. And that's, you know, there's no set parameters that we can calculate how many computers would be needed for older adults to get involved back into the digital divide. And so we have just submitted a request for 2,200. There is software that is going to be coming installed with those. That's hardcore stored software. There is a program that is available that people can sign into for lessons once they have the computer and help with setting it up. And we have also asked for a study be made on the digital divide on a county level through the California State College and can't think now.
Fullerton.
Can't think of the college or the university. Tony, can you help?
Fullerton. Yeah, Fullerton.
Fullerton.
Yeah, okay. Fullerton has that. Yes. Yeah.
And so those recommendations and have been submitted to the Board of Supervisors.
And
I don't think I've seen any public announcement of that, but we should be seeing that fairly soon. And the board is going to be taking those recommendations under review.
So will that be at a public meeting that we can attend? And
right now, I believe their meetings are still via Zoom.
Well, via Zoom, but still a public meeting that we could attend?
If they have a hearing on it, yes.
But
if there's a discussion, we will be watching, of course, the agendas for the Board of Supervisors, and we would let everybody know that it is up on their an agenda item and proceed from there.
Okay. All right. So that we could all attend and support the
correct
proposal. That'd be great. And with regard to the computers, I know that Elaine is also, I think, involved in the library commission. So are we sort of piggybacking on with the library commission or the library system on these computers?
It is a potential that we're looking at. Further analysis is being conducted on that. And Elaine is working with the public library system on that.
Okay. But
the committee has not advanced that at this time. This was just immediate goals, not long-term goals.
Immediate, right, okay.
Right, for the digital divide. So the committee is still gonna be, it's not active right now. We'll just be waiting until the Board of Supervisors input.
Okay.
Tony, do you have any additional thoughts? You may be
muted. You're muted.
Dave, I think you covered it pretty, pretty well. I'd be interested to see what the Board of Supervisors does with it. And of course, I have a special interest in really sizing out the problem. We know it's a large problem. We just don't know how large this is. And with that Athena website going to be used for additional items besides the COVID vaccination, then that creates an additional incentive for people to be able to access it through some type of device.
If people would like a copy of the cover letter with the supporting document, I can mail that to you, Evelyn, and you can mail it out to the committee.
Sure. I think
it was submitted to everybody at one time.
Yeah, I think it was.
There's been very few changes to that. Very minor changes.
Okay. Well, let's do another go round on that.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we should be proceeding down another track as well. I mean, so the committee has made a recommendation, and that was a very short-term goal. Should we be thinking and working on some long-term goals?
Good question. I think we're more interested right now to see what kind of response we get back from the Board of Supervisors. And I guess there's a question for the executive committee is, now that this has been incorporated into this committee, is there a need for the ad hoc committee? Or is this now becoming the responsibility of this committee in general purpose?
Right. I don't know the answer to that. We need to ask Elaine about that.
Right.
But as far as I know, it's something we're supposed to at least follow up with and know what's happening, but it would be great to get some clarification from Elaine.
And that's
I think Dave's right. I think we need to go to the exec on that one, have a general discussion of that.
Right. Yeah. So we'll put that in the next. Gene, do you want to remind me to have that
Yes, I will. And you know, the problem with long term with SCAC is that the county supervisors don't think in terms of long term. They think in terms of their stint in office. So but it helps, so we can kind of lay that groundwork and start showing that we want to think in longer terms of right instead of the brush fire right in front of us, which we tend to always focus on. Yeah, well, Dave, I'll put that down as a note here.
Because this master plan is basically a 10-year plan, right? The MPA is a 10-year plan or five?
Yes. It's 10.
So we.
Yeah.
That could immediately change if there's a new election of governor too.
Everything's always subject to change. This group's got to be fluid and flexible.
Question, Evelyn.
which seniors aren't noted for, by the way.
Dave, is there a distribution envisioned of all those computers? Are they just evenly divided between the five superfusorial districts, or what's the distribution going to be like?
Well, that was part of the challenge that we had in determining the number two. One of the variables that we used is, you know, the number of people that actually called to get their COVID shots. You know, so if you called to get your COVID shot, does that mean you did not have the capability of getting in into the system? So that was one variable we used. The other variable you know, there's two or three different variables that can be used. There was a report submitted in the Sunday paper that talked about the digital divide by zip code area and how much percentage of the population had access to the computer or to computer data. So there's any number of variables, and I don't think the Office on Aging has that defined yet on what the kind of distribution system will be. They are getting, I think, maybe 300, 350 from the state level funding. But then after that, that's where our requests for additional 2,200 come in from. And the distribution of that is one challenge. The number is a second challenge. The information that is included in those computers is a third challenge. And then the education of how to use that and how to gather information or assistance, that's a fourth challenge that the digital divide faces. So those were all kind of outlined in the report with the cover letter.
Were there...
I know that doesn't necessarily answer your question. And I think right now, everything, like you say, is a moving target. But I think the county is going to have a good firm hand on it once the program is initiated. And they'll learn from the 300, from the distribution of 300.
Okay.
That was another variable. If you've got 300 and 5,000 people respond for it, that's another way of determining the amount of computers needed.
I'm just thinking of how we can help in our coordination activities with the senior centers. So if the senior centers had staff for a larger role in closing the digital divide and in helping people to learn to use the computers for their doctor appointments or for if there's a role for us in our coordination responsibilities with the senior centers.
That's going to be a good question. I think that was covered in the letter that that we start doing a promotional ad in regards to help within the digital divide, and that could be a paper distribution. It could be a distribution in the cover letters, calendars through the senior centers, and so forth. Many senior centers have digital divide instructors that will help. And one of the things that we discussed in a long-term approach is doing a survey within the senior centers to seeing what capabilities and what elements that they have that may help with contacting seniors that have difficulty with the senior divide. So those are long-term approaches that may be best conducted by this committee versus an ad hoc committee.
Okay, well, we will count on you to keep us informed of the direction the executive committee wants to take with ad hoc versus long-term kinds of goals and stuff. Okay, David, and in the meantime, if we can just keep you on our agenda to keep us informed until a decision is made, I'd appreciate it.
Sounds good. And I've got a good backup in Tony too. Tony, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I have my hand up. Yeah, I wanted to say one thing. Whether we get 300 or 2,500 of these machines, there's gonna be a system to track the use of them. So whatever arrives, I think the Office of Aging is gonna be involved in seeing how those devices are actually used by the 300 or 2,500 people who get them, because you don't want to give a device to somebody who says they need it and then it just sits. So it'll be interesting to see how those machines end up being used. They'll give us some additional data to work with.
And one of the things that we discussed in the cover, not the cover letter, but in the report is continuing finding additional funding for computers and helping within the digital divide. And, mm-hmm. and the comment that we received from Department of Aging, Office on Aging, is to look for private funding needs versus public funding. Private funding, the follow-up responsibilities are much more laxed or lenient than the public funding. Public mm-hmm. funding with public dollars requires extensive backup support, studies, analysis, whereas maybe the private funding does not require that much follow-up. So that was also discussed in the report as a long-term review.
Okay. All right. Well, you're on the agenda for next month, please. Let us know how things go with the executive committee and what tack we should be following on this committee.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks. All right, legislative tracking. Tony.
Yes, last night I usually go on Sunday nights to get the latest thing. However, when I went on there, the site was down for some reason, so I didn't get anything. But the last time I checked before that, there hadn't been any change from last month's report. So that's about all I have right now.
Tony Olivato, your hand is up. Was that okay?
It was up for what Dave was talking about, and he pretty much explained, you know, trying to get some private funding for this would be really good. I don't think we talked about, you know, where we would go and how to do this. I suppose something like that Alzheimer's OC probably has done this, and maybe we could learn from them how they've gone out to, you know, whatever private business to get some funding, some funding for this. So we don't really have an avenue yet to do that. But, you know, as Dave said, it'd be a lot better to get private funding from Apple or Microsoft or whoever, because we'd have more flexibility with the public money. Having worked in the government for 36 years, these things tend to be then heavily controlled and monitored. You might be sorry you ever got it through public money, because you'd have to produce so many reports. That's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Sony Tony. So back to Tony Rodella. So no change as of right now. Would you please explain to me? I'm sorry to be so ignorant on this topic, but the difference between the legislative tracking that you're doing through Ledge Info and the CSL. Oh, I think I just answered it myself. So John Pointer is talking about the CSL caucus, not specifically about legislation. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So do we have, back to item 7 and Tony Rodella, do we have any questions about legislative tracking? Anything we were following up on? Okay. Thank you, Tony. CSL Caucus, John Pointer.
Nothing to report.
Okay. New membership. We don't have any new members. The TAC report, Larry is on vacation. Elizabeth, did he by any chance ask you to read out his report or anything? No?
No.
Okay. Okay. Did he ask you to take minutes for this meeting?
No.
All right. I'll do it. All right. Committee reports then. Housing and transportation. Dave again.
Okay, I can report, but I think the better one on that would be Gene, because Gene Fong, the speaker, was Chris Balchi from the OCTA Highway Programs.
Yes, Chris Chris does the outreach for OCTA's capital improvement programs in throughout Orange County. Did a nice job of touching on what was going on with the 405, the 5, the 91. It seems like we touched in the South County, or take a highway and the 5 down there. Definitely touched a nerve for a lot of folks. Like, well, we don't see, well, that was Elizabeth, actually. I don't see a lot being done. Well, that's, and what Chris said, well, that's because most of the work is done at night when you're asleep. And they try not to disrupt the traffic flow. But there's a lot on the table and a lot of projects going on the county to improve our traffic flow. So very, very good presentation. We could get it for this group too, but I don't think it really so much appropriate here.
No.
Gene, did you get the slide? Did you get his slide presentation?
I did. That didn't you get that from Erica sent that out, or Jenna sent it out there, buddy. Yeah, but you didn't get it?
No. But the only comment that I have in addition to what Gene says is we can look forward to the road construction for many, many years to come.
Oh, can I say something on that? It's a sore point with me on the on the road construction. It's taking them 5 years on Interstate 5 from San Juan up to El Toro to build 6 miles of road. We defeated the fascist powers in less time in World War II than it's taking us to build 6 miles of road. And it doesn't seem like they have a very big crew doing.
Do you think that is, Tony? Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
let me tell you why. I will tell you why.
Yeah.
Those 6 miles go through heavily populated areas, and every mile that the OCTA builds, they have to get right-of-ways. They have to do condemnations in some cases of property to get it. And those people, many of them, pitch a fit. And they sue, and next thing, it bogs everything down.
Now, I don't want to argue about this, Gene, but the La Paz Interchange, which is a mile and a half from my house, is now into year 3 on construction. It is absurd. I mean, you go by there and, you know, I would hear it at night. I'm close enough. They don't work at night, which thank God they don't, because it makes a lot of noise. There can be no activity on that. We laugh because we go through this. I mean, they built the pyramids in Egypt faster than this. Anyway, it's just a sore point with me.
Well, because, I will tell you that anything in California will take 10 times longer than anywhere else in the world. China would have had this done in a week.
Oh, yeah. China. We went to China.
But you can do that when you're a communist country and dictatorial and you order people to do things. Yeah. We don't. Okay. We ask. But I will tell you this. I'll follow up and find out what is that specific issue. It seems to me we had this discussion with OCTA, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what the response was, but with that issue down there. But I know there was
I can remember. Oh, we do it at night.
No. They do at night, the 5 and the 405. He's talking about a very specific project
that's been dragging on. That was what I was referring to. That was exactly what I was referring to.
Let's remember that. There's more to it than that, I think, on this one.
Maybe we don't want Chris as a speaker.
Well, there was some issues with, there's a divided community down there. It's not everyone is of one mind. I know that for a fact. So
I'm not sure how that played in or what the deal is, but right. No, it's good to ask the questions and we'll find out. And a lot of it, trust me, delays in projects like this are very frustrating for the board too. We say, why is this taking so long? Well, then you run across, you know, native bones in an area and all of a sudden that delays things. And that was in Santa Ana, by the way. We had that with the one of their projects, what do they call those? Can't think of the name of it now, but let me find out. I don't want to make excuses. Let me find out what the issue is. And if it's just, hey, they're lazy and they don't want to do it. I don't think that's the case, but.
Remember that this is mostly focused on senior issues, senior transportation and housing.
But senior is an issue there when they have problems driving down roads they can't get through. So that's how we've got this on. That brought it on to say, hey, here's what seniors can expect. Here's some detours. Here's some other modes to travel. That's why that was even brought up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Excuse me. I need to be excused because I have a medical appointment I need to go to.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Bye, Jean.
Ciao.
Bye, Jim.
Okay.
Bye, Jim.
Do we have anybody who attends the health and nutrition well-being reimagined? No.
Well, I attend it, but I'm just an observer. You probably want somebody there speaking on that topic.
Right. Okay. All right. Announcements and roundtable discussion. Members, 1 minute, unless a different time is approved by the committee. Do we have some comments? Any announcements? Anything you wish we were doing and we're not doing?
Apparently building our roads faster.
And I see Tony over there doing
it. You know, Jean, too, once they start the litigation that comes from that and the length of time that consumes is impossible. I mean, everybody's going to sue if you take part of my property, right?
Well, you know, the issue is, Carol, that we pay a fair price for that. When there's a takeover, you're going to get easily what your property's worth. But sure. I think most people see, well, this could be a cash cow. And all of a sudden it gets inflated and that's where you get the rub. But
absolutely. Anyway. And we're so, everybody anymore goes to court for whatever. I mean, it doesn't even have to be, oh, well. And my son's a judge.
The existing off-ramp that Tony is referencing involves no condemnation. It's an existing property. All they're doing is widening, taking the existing state-owned property and realigning the exit, which sort of was
wait a minute. I'm talking OCTA. What you just described is Caltrans. That's a whole nother kettle of fish, and I'm not going to justify their actions.
That's right.
That is a Caltrans project. That's not OCTA.
Yeah,
that's
look at
the referencing Caltrans.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I have nothing to do with Caltrans. I'm not on that board. Now I can see your issue, Anthony.
Yeah, look at the 710 with the Caltrans with those houses. That's something else too.
Well, that's their kettle of fish they have to deal with.
Sure, the 710 will never be built. I mean,
no,
never going through South Pasadena.
Now no, it's not.
50 plus years, you know.
But look at the houses that they've been messing with for years and years and years there.
Yeah, that is an issue. And it's a politically loser. Nobody wants to be on the bad side of that.
Okay, moving right along to public matters. Gina, we don't have any members from the public, correct?
We actually do have one member in the attendee room. If you would like to speak during your public comment, feel free to raise your hand or hit *9 if you're calling in from your phone.
Okay, so at this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law.
I don't see that they want to speak at this time, and we did not receive any via email.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Well, then we are on to the adjournment. Our next meeting is September 20th at 9.
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Mendoza.
Mendoza, yes.
Yeah, I apologize. I couldn't find the unmute button. Under announcements, I would just like to invite all of you to our Senior Citizen Appreciation Day. It's actually Grandparents Appreciation Day, and some of you may have heard that as I announced it at our SCAC meeting. But it's Dia de los Abuelitos in Spanish, and Grandparents Appreciation Day. And the city of Santa Ana is having that on August 27th, Friday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Southwest Senior Center, located at 2201 West McFadden Avenue in Santa Ana, 92704. And we are inviting the senior citizen community to come and let them know that the senior centers in Santa Ana have opened. And maybe this is an opportunity to also bring in citizens from Tustin and our surrounding cities, because it is open to all of the senior citizens around the county. And I will send out the invitation to you. It should be ready sometime later today, and you may distribute. And we're going to have senior citizen related vendors with information on rental assistance, housing, trips and rides to medical appointments, little prizes. Our guest speaker is Congressman Lou Correa. And we will provide a breakfast and then a prepackaged lunch, so that we stay conscientious of the still risks of COVID. And also there's going to be information on for our senior citizens to get vaccinated and to get rides, free rides to the vaccination site. And so this is centered around specifically for our senior citizens. And please keep the date open, come by and see what it's like. And perhaps maybe in the future, we can coordinate with other cities to have an even bigger Grandparents Day, such as one of my colleagues in another city. They hold theirs at the convention center, that it's gotten so big, and it's a yearly thing. So I hope to start that here in the city of Santa Ana and make it a yearly thing as well. Who knows, we may even have to use...
We're taking Pedro with us.
Taking Pedro. Okay, so that was my announcement. August 27th, all of you are invited to the Southwest Senior Center. Thank you.
Thank you, Nalita. That actually sounds very exciting.
Yes.
Before we adjourn, I want to remind you again to look at your senior center list, and please make contact with them and see where they're at in their opening and closing, and what activities they may be having, and what help they may need. I want to thank you all very much for being members of the committee and for participating. I appreciate it very much. And we will see each other next month, September 20th at 9:30. Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Evelyn.
Yes.